Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Welcome to Conscious Conversations. DJ, I have a really good one for you right now. I think it's pretty relevant because both of us have been moving a lot.
We have.
Of late. But what's your favorite U.S. city to visit and spend time?
Ooh. To visit and spend time?
Put them together.
I'm probably going to go a bit pre-COVID on this one, because I haven't visited this city post-COVID, New York City. You know, I live there, and when I visit, it feels like it's always a breath of fresh air. There's always something new to experience. There's always some show, event, celebration. And I'm always inspired, man, after I've left New York City. So I say first and foremost, New York City. And I think I appreciate visiting more having lived there. So I'll say number one for me is NYC. How about you?
You know, I hope this doesn't turn into a copycat episode.
I think it's going to.
Excuse me. New York's number one for me.
Yeah.
I love the city. I mean, I literally, it's been like this for years for me. I literally get butterflies.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
When I'm going across, typically if I'm flying into JFK or LaGuardia, and I'm going across the Manhattan Bridge, I get butterflies just looking at the skyline.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an amazing city. And now that I'm spending a whole lot of time there, and I think you're 100% right, I think what's really taking it over the top for me is living there.
Yeah.
You know? And I live there now when I go, which is such a completely different.
Very different.
It's a different experience,
you're,
right?
You're not being a visitor.
I'm not being a visitor. You know, I go there, like, you know, go to the place, the doorman, the people in the building. Like, you start to develop these relationships because they know people. And then you walk
out.
You know, you make a left, you make a right, and you just go into the neighborhood. And it's you see what you see and experience what you experience. And to your point, I get inspired just being in that environment and being connected to people right there who are just, you know, you could just be walking through, you know, 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the evening, and it's buzzing people outside.
Yeah.
Obviously when the weather's really nice, but having dinner and just enjoying, you know, you watch young people who are obviously probably out of college and experiencing this city in that regard, or just, you know, folks in their, you know, midlife stage where, you know, just walking down the street with the dog and, you know, popping into a place here and there, having a coffee. It's just a different vibe, and I so dig it and appreciate it more and more and more every time I'm there.
Yeah. It's definitely different once you live there. Number two for me is probably in the fall in Chicago. Mm. Nothing like it. Mm. Lived there twice in my life, but those goosebumps you talked about, I do not like the drive from the airport to downtown. It just feels like a long stretch of pavement. But once I get downtown and I start to move around and maneuver and experience all of the shopping again and the restaurants, the lake. I mean, a lake downtown is kind of crazy, right? I love Chicago, man. And it's got its distinct personalities in a very small, relatively small radius. I love that about the city. You know, you can actually have distinct conversations about parts of the city that are contiguous. And I love the city for that. And I think, you know, the first time I lived there, I lived outside of the city and would come in and out. The second time I lived right near, you know, right in downtown. It's right up there with New York, man. It's a close second, if not depending upon the day. Just the accessibility in Chicago, sometimes it's right up there with New York for me. How about you?
Well,
Don't you?
I'm hoping that we'll get. I'm hoping that number three will be different for you and I in this conversation, because Chicago's an easy two for me.
It's just beautiful.
Easy two. I mean, I'm going there Thursday, and I can't wait, man. I mean, I to catch Chicago in October, before October, for a few days. And to your point, living there as well. I lived there in Chicago for a brief period of time. In my life before going to law school. And it just has this vibe to it, to your point. It's very different. It's very different than New York. But the shopping, the neighborhoods, I mean, you don't have to be stuck in like one part of town just to get, you know, a real flavor for, you know, the city. And, you know, the food, just so, there's so much variety around sports. The sports. Some of the best sports fans, you know, in terms of, one, just their knowledge and how much they root for their teams and how they root for their teams. I mean, it's just incredible. I really appreciate Chicago. I love it. I enjoy it. It's just such a, it's always a really good time. I mean, I've had countless experiences in Chicago doing so many different things, from, you know, going to clubs when I was younger and, you know, now to like taking in, you know, really some of the cultural elements of the city and getting a great meal somewhere. Super special.
Yeah. Number three for me, I'm torn. I'm torn between, I really like visiting Portland, Oregon during the summertime, but I'll leave that one for you. I tell you what, man. I'll give you Portland. How about that? All right. I'll show some deference.
Keep talking.
You know, man, recently I went to Charlotte. I got to tell you, I was impressed. I'd heard, oh, it's a baby Atlanta, you know, all this kind of stuff, man. You know what? It's the South. I didn't feel like I was steeped in the old South. I didn't feel like I was entrenched in that. It felt like a city that was definitely progressive, some wonderful neighborhoods. The landscape was really cool. Green, hilly, not flat. Man, I'm telling you, I really, really enjoy Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'll go ahead and take that as my number three, and I will give you Portland because I know that's coming next.
Well, you know, Charlotte's close to home.
Yeah.
So there's no risk of me taking Charlotte for number three for me. I was actually going to fool you and pivot to San Francisco.
Okay.
Because I do love San Francisco, too. But I love Portland, man.
Yeah.
I love Portland. Portland's a great city. And having lived there as well.
Yeah.
Was just there over the weekend. And, man, out on the Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night.
Were you Camus or were you Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Yeah.
On the water. Just a beautiful Friday evening. Just hopped down to, you know, Vancouver's, you know, got a little waterfront now, some hotels and shops down there, and went down with some friends and had a, you know, cocktail and got some dinner down there as well.
They got some nice restaurants down
there? Nice restaurants there. And then beyond that, I mean, obviously, you know, Portland, you know, lots of change there. And I think there's a lot of, strife that's gone on in the city since the pandemic. So certainly, thinking more pre-pandemic in terms of Portland experiences. But, you know, that place has a lot to offer, you know, whether you're downtown, whether you're in Lake Oswego, or of course, go out the wine country.
East Side has some awesome
East Side has some great, cool Alberta, going out in some of those neighborhoods and just sort of walking around, particularly when they have those, you know, those festivals in the, you know, in the summertime or the fall. Just a really, really special community. You know, Southeast, great restaurants there too. Hawthorne. I mean, there's so many cool neighborhoods and areas, and you know, you can live, you know, either out into the, you know, the suburban communities and have that experience, or downtown or closer in town. It's just so much that I think it offers to just a different type of population that wants different things, and I think they do it all really well. And really, really a good foodie town.
Good food.
Good food. Great foodie town. Great bars. They do it well.
Portland.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.